Jeff Howe's Longhorn Notebook.
A Longhorn Notebook brought to you by Aaron Bowersock, the home loan expert. Check her out on the web at BowersockTeam.com. That's BowersockTeam.com. Longhorns take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys tonight. We mentioned yesterday, we figured out that it was the first time since West Virginia joined the Big 12 in the 10 years they've been in the league that the Longhorns had won road games in the same year, in the same season, in Norman, Stillwater, and Morgantown. So the one in Stillwater was the second of the three. Remember, they opened conference play with the win in Norman on New Year's Eve during the afternoon, and then got back that night, and then they went back the next weekend and won in Stillwater. Now they try for the sweep tonight. First of all, the Christian Bishop is you know, always has a good take on things, and he, like his Longhorn teammates, understand the grind of this league. We saw it on display again last night. Kansas lost for the third time. I think it's only five times in the 20 years that Bill Self has been the coach there in Lawrence that they've lost three in a row, and they're now 5-3 in the league after starting off 5-0 in Big 12 conference play. Baylor beat them last night in Waco. Baylor will be here, by the way, for Big Monday next Monday. So it's a grind. And here's Texas with an opportunity. If Iowa State is to win at Kansas State tonight, and Texas beat Oklahoma State, they'll be in a three-way tie for first place in the conference standings. It would happen that way. But Christian Bishop says that he understands the give and take that goes on when you have to play everybody in the league.
With 12, you play everybody twice, and so it's really difficult to sweep teams. You know, obviously that's the goal. We got to protect the crib and just come out and do what we do. It's difficult, especially with a team like OSU. They're really good at defense. They're really well coached. They got good players on their team, and so we just have to come up and match their energy and do what we do.
Yeah, chances are, if the Longhorns are going to win tonight, Marcus Carr will have something to do with it when Christian Bishop says do what we do. It has been Marcus as the go-to guy, hitting big shots, big second halves, had 19 of his 23 on Saturday night in the win over West Virginia. And he was asked yesterday in the media availability about, you know, what's working for you? How are you, you know, you've been the guy. What is the biggest difference for you in helping your team get these wins?
Just the work, and, you know, just wanted to be that leader that carries that weight. You know, I came here to really show that I'm a winner at the highest level, and I feel like, you know, not just offensively, defensively, just making plays at the end of the game to win games is really going to show my value. So, you know, we all just want to take on that identity. We have a kind of a coined phrase, winning time, that I'm sure most people use, but, you know, we use it in-house, and that just lets us know, you know, we're all locked in. We're all just, you know, doing everything we can, selling all out so that we can win the game. And, you know, sometimes that's maybe making a big shot or, you know, getting a defensive stop, a rebound, whatever it is, just try and make those plays constantly.
Making those plays constantly, that's what you have to do in conference play. If you're going to win on a consistent basis to put yourself in the upper echelon and have a chance to compete at that level. And you were talking about yesterday when the new AP poll came out. When you just look at all those Big 12 teams in there, it tells you about the balance in this league.
Six in the top 17, and, you know, Baylor probably will either hold serve or creep up after beating Kansas last night. A couple things, Craig, that I'm digesting, listening to that Marcus Carr audio and thinking about tonight. One is he's been able to continually get his shots and stay within the flow of the offense when he's had his hands on the ball more, which I think is huge. Mm-hmm. You look at last year, at critical times, there were a lot of empty possessions where it's a lot of dribbling and the ball's not moving, it's getting stuck, and then you're forcing something late in the shot clock. That didn't really happen against West Virginia in the second half on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, if he can, whether he's got the ball in his hands or not, if he can just be aggressive and decisive and they can get the ball moving, this offense can be fine, especially until you figure out what you're going to do with this Tyrese Hunter situation with his cramps and try to manage his minutes. I just don't know what you do at this point with that whole deal. And Jabari Rice has been solid, and maybe not the production that you got from him the first few conference games, but you know night in, night out from an effort standpoint what you're going to get from Jabari Rice.
Yep.
And I said this after the loss to Iowa State. I love, you know, Timmy Allen and Christian Bishop. You're just not going to win a lot of games in this league when those guys are your leading scorers at the end of the night. Your guards have to produce. And I think the biggest key is Marcus Carr continuing to be decisive and managing Tyrese Hunter's minutes as best you can. The other thing that that's top of mind for me, when you think about the Big 12 standings and putting yourself in a position to go get a piece of a conference championship or maybe go win it outright, how many sweeps can you put together? Because you're going to end up splitting some of these series, especially with the better teams in the league.
And hopefully don't drop both.
And with Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, and West Virginia, you've already done the hardest part of getting yourself in a position to sweep, which is winning those three games on the road. Now if you can defend home court, that's three more conference wins you can kind of put in your quiver, so to say, for lack of a better term. So I think getting the sweep over Oklahoma State is big just in terms of stacking as many wins as you can while you can.
And Oklahoma State's been good of late.
Yeah.
They beat Oklahoma last week in Bedlam and then beat Iowa State. They were down 25-9 in the first half and came back and beat Iowa State 61-59 on that. So I mentioned Iowa State and Kansas State. That game is in Ames tonight. If Iowa State were to win that game and the Longhorns win over Oklahoma State, there's a three-way tie in the Big 12 standings at 6-2 with one more game until you get to the halfway point. Right. But that would be next week because, remember, they step out of conference this weekend with the SEC Big 12 Challenge. And what a challenge the Longhorns are going to have going to Knoxville to take on fourth-ranked Tennessee. That'll be a top-10 head-to-head matchup. ESPN College Basketball Game Day is going to be there in Knoxville. Going to be a pretty crazy environment. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the coach at Tennessee used to coach at Texas. Yeah, we remember all that from last year.
The other thing, too, and I've been scrolling Twitter this morning and seeing some feedback, some Big 12 basketball feedback. There's starting to become this argument, this narrative that, well, can a Big 12 team win a national championship? Are there really elite teams in the Big 12? I think there's a debate to be made. Is there a truly elite team in this conference, like that can legitimately go win a national championship, or that would be a favorite to win a national championship? You can have that debate if you want to, but what's not debatable and what really stands out about this league, there are no bad teams in this league. Like Texas Tech's in last place in the league. Would you say Texas Tech is a bad team?
No. In fact, Jay Billis said last night on the telecast, I want to make sure I paraphrase him properly. He said, it seems that there's no bottom in this league. There's not a bottom. He said you just keep going through
exactly
it and playing,
right.
playing good teams. And for Texas Tech to be 0-7 in the league, they've had a lot of heartbreak, including in Austin, when they had a double-digit lead on Texas. They've been there with a chance. They're going to get some teams on down the road. And you point out the importance of getting splits. The Longhorns, of course, defended the home court against Texas Tech. And they're going to have to defend the home court against Iowa State just to get a split.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to win in Manhattan just to get a split.
Yeah, that's going to be tough, obviously.
But if they handle their business at home against Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, then they get a sweep. And we haven't even talked about the fact they still have to play two games against Baylor and two games against Kansas.
Right.
They have to do that. I know everybody lined up that schedule and they looked at that and said, oh, what a murderer's row. It wouldn't matter what order you would have put those games in. It was going to be all difficult. And what you're talking about, it'll remind me of when I was a teenager and everything, when folks said the ACC just beats up on one another and so there's nothing left for the NCAA tournament, like when Carolina lost to Marquette and Al McGuire's swan song in 77, and there were other teams that had Duke in 78 losing to Kentucky in the final. Carolina and Duke were number one and number two in the country, and they lost on Black Sunday on Tobacco Road in the first round or second round of the NCAA tournament after they got a first round bye in 79 in Raleigh at Reynolds Coliseum. Those things do happen over time. But I would take this. I would take being battle tested and a chance to win over being quote unquote beaten down or worn out or burned out or beaten down or whatever. By the time you get through your conference tournament to the NCAA tournament, I would take that chance on that. With what these guys, not just Texas, but Iowa State, Kansas State, Kansas, Baylor, all of them are dealing with, I think it toughens you for what's to come once you reach the NCAA tournament. We saw it last year with Iowa State reaching the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
I don't think people would have saw that. And then, of course, Kansas wins the national title, and the Big 12's won the last two national titles. Another thing that Jay Billis said last night, he said, I don't think at this point in January last year, folks would have looked at Kansas and said, yeah, they're going to win the national title.
Right.
But they got better, and he ultimately ended up winning. And I think that's ultimately what will happen to some of these Big 12 teams. As long as they stay healthy, the toughness of the competition is going to make them better for ultimately the NCAA tournament.
And there are good teams in the country. I don't know that I've seen a team that just blows me away and I say, oh, they're an elite team.
No.
Like I can't say that about Purdue, because until Matt Painter gets to a Final Four with the way he's constructed that roster, and it's worked for him in a Big Ten play,
right.
But he hasn't gotten over the hump, even though he's had some really good players.
Houston looked pretty normal the other day in a loss to Temple.
Yeah.
But they're very talented.
Alabama's got basically what it's counted as a neutral site loss, basically what amounts to a home loss to Gonzaga.
Right.
Who's had their struggles this year. So there's just not that one team that just jumps out to you and say, wow, that's a great NCAA tournament team. But I do think, Craig, I think about this a lot. Like, you think about this kind of in college football, like if you took this SEC team and put them in this league, like I think about, like, if you took like West Virginia and Texas Tech and put them in pretty much any other Power Six league, like where would they be? They're probably top 25 teams right now.
They'd be in the thick of the fight in the Big East or the SEC,
ACC,
the Pac-12, the ACC.
With the possible exception of the Big Ten.
Yeah, that's obviously a really good league.
But I think my point is proven there. You put those teams in virtually any other Power Six league, they're probably top 25 teams right now.
Absolutely. All right, there's our Longhorn Notebooks. Donor says, I would argue that we have 4 to 5 Big 12 teams that will run away with the ACC this year. I don't know, run away, but certainly could win it. Absolutely.
Clemson in first place in that league right now?
I think that's right. Yeah. And so it's Tennessee looks good. Yeah, we know. We've seen them. they look real good. And so there you go. All right.
Yeah, Clemson is 8-1 in the league.
Yeah, exactly.